Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. The Scholar Report with CEO Chris Riegel of Scholar.com, a global technology firm transforming the retail space with digital signage. We start in China. I need Chris's help to understand these serial announcements or suggestions or reports that the Biden administration is considering additional prescriptions on shipping certain high-end chip items or selling them to China. Over these last weeks, there have been lots of talk. However, what I saw as a fact is that the regime itself in Beijing was punishing Micron Technologies in particular, associated with the United States, and that led to a decline in the Micron stock. Now, it has recovered because it gave a very good report, and there's now comparable mention of NVIDIA, a very high-end manufacturer associated with superior technology. However, all of this could be just stock games. So, Chris, I come to you. What do you make of these reports? Because as of now, nothing's happened about NVIDIA except for the usual anxiety on Wall Street. And NVIDIA stock is so popular these days because of AI, you can't tell whether the rumors are substantive or somebody trying to get out of their short position. Good evening to you, Chris.
Good evening, John. NVIDIA and Micron are very different companies. NVIDIA is in the processor world, and they make very high-end processors that are very heavily used in artificial intelligence and very advanced compute. Micron is in the memory business, which tends to be a very cyclical and commoditized business with big highs and big lows. In the NVIDIA side, the administration's stating that they're going to ban export to China of NVIDIA's high-end AI chips is a bit of a futile attempt, but to try to keep advanced AI technology out of the Chinese hands, which is nearly impossible to do, it's more symbolism versus substance, but it's an attempt to signal that we're doing something about Chinese AI.
And the Micron story, recovering according to the market reports, meaning that all of this is gesturing. Now, it follows Mr. Blinken's visit to China, and these many days later, there is no one summary. I do note that Janet Yellen, the Secretary of the Treasury, is now scheduled to travel to Beijing, suggesting there's more talk between the Biden administration and Xi Jinping's leadership about trade and investment. Questioning then the Chinese recovery, it's uniformly reported now that it's disappointing. You have reported for more than a year that the disappointment is on the factory floor. Does that continue? Factories looking for work and not finding it.
It does, John, and it even kind of accelerates in an interesting way in that the Chinese government is kind of has a dual personality today. Relative to the Biden administration, they're being quite dismissive, quite aggressive. Relative to U.S. international businesses, they're trying to be very accommodating, saying, hey, come invest here, come grow here. You saw Mr. Xi meet with Mr. Gates last week. So they're embracing business, but denouncing government. So it's a very odd time, but it's very, very clear still that the Chinese manufacturing sector is way off and slowing. Many stories of warehouses filling with product that can't be sold, supplies are not being consumed. So the economy is still pretty substantially off.
I mentioned one anecdote that came up in the last week following the visit of the Prime Minister of India, Mr. Modi. The anecdote is that the idea that the factory floor can move from China to India is aspirational. Is that your observation, Chris, that if that is to happen, it's in the future and not immediately?
John, I would think about it more via sectors. So there are some sectors that are very portable. Apparel, pharmaceuticals are relatively portable. When you look at China for electronics, the infrastructure systems that are built up there take tens of years to be able to fully sustain those ecosystems. So you can move things like assembly out of China quite easily. But when you're building base materials, semiconductor fabs, glass foundries, et cetera, those are multi-year investments just to build the facilities and then another 3 years, 5 years to mainline the facilities. So while things are migrating to India and India's is pursuing parity with China as a manufacturing center, that will take decades. China and the domination that they have today in several sectors such as electronics took 30 years to achieve. So India will take some time to be able to meet them face to face.
Coming home to America, there is a report from the chief executive of Ornato, the very private company that owns a great deal of real estate in New York and other cities, that Fridays are no longer work days, this being the return to the office or not work from home. That connects to the story that downtown in some cities is hollowed out. I want to speak as specifically of San Francisco. You've reported for several years San Francisco's troubles. They're now routinely reported around the world. Doom loop was a metaphor that I first saw in the Financial Times. Maybe somebody else said it first, but that's enough. The London Pink Paper. There are voices in San Francisco now pushing back, saying that this has all been exaggerated. It's made up. You're trying to turn us into Hades. Your observation, Chris, over the last 2 years, is San Francisco showing clearly decline, or is this something that has been imposed by the London media?
John, there's certainly challenges in San Francisco, and especially in the core of the city. But if you think of San Francisco as a city of neighborhoods, many of the neighborhoods in San Francisco are still in pretty good shape. However, the crime across all of San Francisco is still out of control, still a huge problem. So net-net, there is a base problem there that while the mayor may seek to say, oh, this is all in the press, it's all made up, absolutely not. If you get down to street level, you see it day in, day out. The challenge really being, until you know that you're going to accept that there is a problem with homelessness and crime on the streets, you're never going to fix it, soccer stadium or not.
Is the geography conducive to people in Silicon Valley never going into San Francisco, not needing San Francisco or its office buildings? Everything's available for them in Marin County or down to San Jose?
Being the tech hub of the U.S., everything's available one click on Amazon to deliver to your house. Why do you go into the city?
So what we have here then is a story that's more than the richest companies in the world surrounding a city that's in disarray. This is a story that's elsewhere about people moving out of Center City. I contribute that New York now is said to have 80,000 migrants from the Mexican border or elsewhere being housed in hotels. It also has a homeless population that is camped out on alternate nights under overpasses or in abandoned lots. And New York City is struggling to deal with these overwhelming numbers. That doesn't suggest Manhattan is going to snap back quickly either. However, the city council wants to pass a law saying that people have a right to be unhoused. I mention that, Chris, because Manhattan is now facing a mayor who believes that it can be repaired with common sense and a city council that is in contest with the mayor. Your observations about the times you go to Manhattan these days, is it improving for the visitor, for the tourist, for the business traveler?
There are certainly more people, but if you look at Manhattan, if you look at Chicago, if you look at San Francisco, you're starting to see the decline of retail at street level because of the safety problems, the homeless problems. So you start to lose, and as it's been referred to as that doom loop, if you lose critical mass on people not wanting to come in to shop, to dine, to go to entertainment events or other, that then has the impact on drawing down retail, giving them less reason to come in. But that spiral has to be solved quickly. Otherwise, it will have very long-term effects. And when you see all the for rent signs on big shopping areas within New York, you know there's still a problem.
Chris Riegel, CEO of Scholar.com, a global technology firm. This is the Scholar Report. I'm John Beck.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.